This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, some people drink to take courage before a fight. I drink because I've got too much fight. I got a temper for all the other people around me apart. But I've stopped that as much as I can as well. A lot of wires got crossed today because I only had three crew members that could come in on an emergency call to do this live broadcast. We had a great rebroadcast lined up for you. It's Memorial Day. We're live at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Roger Stone thought he was on at 11:30 Central, so he's not responding now. He thought we made him sit there on hold for 30 minutes. That wasn't the case because he gave me the big download on Mueller does plan to frame him. The focus has changed to Alex Jones and Roger Stone, and just American collusion. So I guess us being anti-Hillary is a crime. That's what they were telling Zach. Zach was like lining up exactly what Roger had told me Saturday and Sunday off air. That's why I know Zach's credible. Plus, he's been in the news. Folks know who he is. And, you know, Zach's under a lot of pressure. He's been up all night. And, I understand that. You've heard him many times. You heard how upset he was. You know, he's a real person. He's not like DSQ, Deep State Q, that is a fabrication and, of course, has the media loving it and promoting it and pushing it. I'm Alex Jones. I've been around 23 years. I said Trump would win. I said, you know, cell phones were giving you brain tumors. I said GMO was killing you. It's all admitted. I'm just a fan of humanity. Just telling the truth. Just moving forward. And I'm so far down this thing now. I've already worked through every possible permutation of what they can do to me, and I just accept it. Because somebody's got to stand up to them if humanity has a future. It's not a heroic action. It is a self-preservation action. Tommy Robinson is in prison. 1 hour after he was arrested. And the judge orders no one to cover it. And there's photos of the judge smirking like the Joker. That archetypal image of delusional tyranny is all we need. You know, tyranny and the corruption tends to take over when people get largesse and decadent. But once they get in total power, then they start flaunting it, and they find that the sleeping giant was sleeping, not intimidated. So that's the news on that front. There's nowhere I'd rather be on Memorial Day than right here on air live with you. I did the whole last hour. Didn't even plug, even though they're trying to shut us down. When you financially support us and get great products at the same time, it makes it all possible. So I salute you and I thank you. A lot of people have been pre-programmed by the media and everything. That when the U.S. government comes and tells you you're a bad person, you're supposed to ball up in the corner and piss yourself. But, you know, this same U.S. government lets illegal aliens shoot women in the back and lets them go. Let's jihadists murder people in mass and covers it up. So this isn't our government. This is a parasitic overlay, a face-sucking system we're trying to remove. And it's going to be a bloody process, but we're not going to have a future if we don't do it. So I'm not just going to hide myself off forever and hope it passes me over so I can physically eat steaks and act powerful and strut around. I want to be part of the real zest that made humanity, the real zest that led us to this point and can lead us to the next point. I know there's a real stairway to heaven, but it's paved with taking action and will and historical research, understanding and total commitment. And if you just totally commit, then there's no more fear. But I know soldiers, I know people that have been leaders, multiple leaders, Navy SEALs, SEAL Team 6, Delta Force, whole nine yards. And they're strong guys, and they're great and everything. But when it comes to moral courage to speak out, I know guys that have Congressional Medal of Honor winners are scared to talk because they are conforming to their own death. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Public. But those of us on the front lines are going to be demonized, we're going to be attacked, and we're going to be twisted. At least our doppelgangers, our straw men, into something to hurt America. The enemy takes our strengths and twists our swords into lies. And that's what they're doing to Donald Trump. They're doing it to me. They're doing it to anybody else that sticks their heads up. You can go to DrudgeReport.com. And you can see all about Tommy Robinson in prison. You can see the link over on the right-hand side to the Soviet events. Tommy Robinson update. UK in shock as judge orders cover-up in Soviet-style disappearance of journalist. Activist jailed in London. Judge orders press blackout. Robinson silenced. There is almost no coverage of this in the U.S. other than InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. This isn't like I'm up there going, oh, look, I'm exclusive. I don't want to be exclusive. I was sitting there at 7 a.m. catching catfish on a totally calm lake with no one on it. And my children putting their life preservers on to get in a little fishing boat. My middle daughter and my son, my older daughter, was up there with my baby and my wife. They were so excited. They said, Daddy, let's go to that island where we catch all those fish. And I said, I'm sorry, I got to leave. And my middle daughter, sweetheart, said, again, Daddy? And I'm not even complaining. Tommy Robinson's in a prison, but we're all going to be there if we don't start fighting. That's the sacrifices it takes. But I know 13 people have been questioned the last week and a half. I talked to Michael Caputo, the only one that had courage to come on and say his name, because they threatened him. They said, you don't talk about this or you're going to prison. They threatened Zach. And Zach's a combat veteran, decorated, well-known guy in PSYOPs, an officer. You heard him breaking down earlier on air because his family and the Pentagon and the FBI said, you're going to prison if you talk to Jones again. So you need to understand the levels we're at. And then Louis Farrakhan, they take what he says out of context. He said stuff I don't agree with. He invited me to his house a few years ago, said, I actually like Trump. How do I break that to my people? And he played this clip. We're going to Roger Stone. This clip is happened Friday morning, went viral Saturday. Louis Farrakhan gives a backhanded endorsement of Trump. Even more sophisticated than Kanye, just saying, I love Trump. We have a right to do this. He says, oh, yeah, Trump is out to get us, whatever, yeah. But, boy, the elite really hate him. And, boy, he's an anomaly, isn't he? And kind of stuff's good happening. I know for a fact Farrakhan likes Trump. They don't know what to do. And Farrakhan didn't even say don't tell people that. I'm at dinner with him after a three-hour interview. I'm at his house at dinner for hours and hours. Man, these guys could talk forever. Super intense. Super smart. And they wanted to know the future. They could instinctively get Trump was not out to get black people and wanted to change things. He just wants prosperity. So here's Louis Farrakhan basically endorsing Trump. They understand, folks. And we're going to Roger Stone in 2 minutes. Here is Louis Farrakhan.
And some people would argue that it's better now that the racism is more in our face rather than hidden. What's your perspective on that?
Well, that wasn't the intent of this administration to do a lot of good for us. But the nature of this administration is good for us.
Hey, pause. Start over again. He didn't even really give him a backhanded compliment. I wish I could talk like that, because Farrakhan's probably the most well-spoken person in the world today. Even better than Trump, better than Roger Stone. The way he takes it all. I'm not being honest about Farrakhan. I was with him for 3 hours on air, and then hours and hours at dinner, and it was like he got every nuance, every angle, you name it. I'm not kissing his ass. It's just true. And notice that guy's like, yeah, the racism's out in the open now with Trump. Farrakhan knows the truth from all the rappers and everybody else about Trump. Because he likes black people. He likes everybody. He really likes black people. He likes the energy. And that's Roger Stone, but he won't tell you. The point is that he's sitting there, and Farrakhan just takes that like a judo move and pushes it aside and goes, oh, yeah, but that wasn't the intent, you know, to help us. He just sidesteps that. But notice he's this big disruptor, and then he endorses Trump. Because he knows if he just comes out and endorses him, he'll be destroyed. But can he get these folks to come to the water and drink? You can lead a horse to water. Can you make it drink? Because the establishment you hate wants to kill everybody that supports Trump. Let's go to this clip. Here it is.
And some people would argue that it's better now that the racism is more in our face rather than hidden. What's your perspective on that?
Well, that wasn't the intent of this administration to do a lot of good for us. But the nature of this administration is good for us. Because now, you know, sometimes you think you're where you are not. And so Trump is letting you know where you really stand. And because of Trump's way, he is an anomaly. There's never been no president quite like Mr. Trump. But there's something that he's doing. I'm going to come out in a few weeks and talk about it. But Trump is destroying every enemy that was an enemy of our rise. Who's the enemy of our rise? Is it the Department of Justice, where we get none? Is it Congress, where you make a law that favors us and then you turn around and destroy it? Is it the media that has destroyed every black leader that stood up for us, calling us out of our name? Martin Luther King suffered it. Malcolm suffered it. Du Bois suffered it. Marcus Garvey suffered it. So he's attacking the media, calls it fake news. Well, I don't think everything is fake, but I know very well that we have been the victims of some fake news.
Yes.
He's beating up the FBI. Go at it, baby. Because they've been beating the hell out of us ever since J. Edgar Hoover and the counterintelligence program of the U.S. government. So go ahead, Mr. Trump.
So that's Farrakhan trying to wake people up who've been brainwashed. We've all been brainwashed. But it's a historic moment because the truth is, Trump is pragmatic. He wants everybody to have a future. The globalists know that. That's why they're out to get him. And this is a pretty big time to be alive, Roger Stone. We're going to come back for two segments with you. I appreciate you being here with us. But none of us were going to come in today. You had plans with your family at the beach. Your wife's been sick. But history, we've now 12 people you've talked to, now Army officer. They came to him and they said, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, the masterminds with Trump of treason. You better agree that you've been part of it. And he's like, this is insane. I never met him. I've been a guest on one show with Roger Stone. This is the level, Roger.
No, it's really extraordinary, Alex. You know, having come up empty-handed on the whole Russian collusion WikiLeaks nonsense, although they continue to ask those insane questions of people. And then you have mainstream media outlets like The Atlantic or The Wall Street Journal that continue to further this whole fake narrative, you know, continuing under the premise that, oh, Assange is a agent of the Russians, WikiLeaks is a Russian front. It's nonsense. There's no question about it, Alex. They intend to frame me. They intend to frame you. They intend to charge us on some bogus offense that is designed to leverage my testimony against the President of the United States. So let me say this. John Dean, I am not.
That's right. And the weird thing is I have no fear. I feel like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be for all those children that these Satanists and pedophiles are abusing, and I can feel their fall. I am so honored right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Stuck in an expensive time share contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And it's said in the New Testament that Jesus wept, the Garden of Gethsemane, wept for the folly of humankind. Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. You can feel energetically in the universe. Great crossroads for the future of our species is here. I was not coming in today. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying this how important this is. But when I learned from Zach, whose identity I know, after 12 people, including Michael Caputo, that came on Monday, the only one that had the courage to do it, not knocking the others, to say, yeah, it's crazy. You're like a main focus. With Zach, who's just been a caller, and then I confirmed who he was because he was saying stuff I knew that was really on target. He's probably been on like 10 times or something since I learned who he was. They claimed Roger and I with Trump are quarterbacking this and that Zach's the traitor in the military. I actually say we were going to progress America till Alex stopped it. I've learned from other people that are doing this. People go, what are you talking about? Alex Jones is the talk show host. Yeah, he's big, but he's not running it. So now they're going to move. They basically told Zach from collusion to just being involved in campaigns is illegal. You ordered a ham sandwich in the wrong bank account or whatever, as Roger Stone was saying. And then Tommy Robinson's secretly arrested and disappeared into prison. And all of that craziness is going on. And we've got his crew coming on tomorrow. And just all this insanity, it's like the deep state is freaking out that humanity and America woke up and said, we don't like you. So they're now just going completely hysterical, Roger. So let's talk about them honing in on you and what you said yesterday on the Sunday show, that they're openly trying to frame you. You've now talked to folks they've talked to. It is clear where they're going. They are completely desperate. And the Mueller noose, we now learn, is focusing on Roger Stone. And I know you're not involved in anything, but me, I mean, that is next level. They're so crazy, Roger, that they think they're going to say, I'm this foreign agent, and the smart money's on, like Mueller does with his anthrax stuff and other things, kill us before we can ever testify. The word is Mueller's going to kill us.
Well, Alex, first of all, let me touch on something you said earlier, because as you pointed out, my beloved wife, Nydia, the rock in my life, literally my soulmate, has been in and out of the hospital after emergency surgery. And I want to report to the InfoWars audience that thanks to your prayers and your well wishes, she is home, she is doing well, and she's on the mend. There were some setbacks. So thank you so much. Prayer works. You lifted her up with prayer, and we are grateful. Now, I think it's absolutely clear that Mr. Mueller is now sifting through literally every molecule of my being with this microscopic fine-tooth comb look at my private life, my personal life, my family life.
And if we know of 13 people, it's probably 500.
Well, that's absolutely right. Most of them under 25 years old. So these are young people that I employ because I use an army of young entrepreneurs, graphics people, researchers, writers, cameramen, gaffers, and so on. These people have been terrorized by some of the special counsel's people. And it's abundantly clear there is one theme in every interview, really two. One, tell us about Stone's involvement with Alex Jones. Two, do you think that Stone will testify against the president? That's very clearly where they're going. Now, I don't know what Michael Cohen will do. I don't know what Michael Cohen has done. I don't know what Michael Cohen knows, but I do know this. I am no rat. I will not bear false witness against this president to get myself off the hook for some fabricated, bogus offense that they cook up as leverage to get me to roll on the president. But they are counting on the fact that I don't have the financial resources to fight.
And that's why we're going to have a fundraiser next week. We're going to focus like a laser beam and do that. I totally agree. And we're going to get that after the break. But here's the thing. This is quite an honor to be like, this is what the deep state's got us. Their whole thing's come up empty. They're in bed with the Russians. They're in bed with the communist Chinese. They're in bed. This really shows, but it is surreal. I should tell you like a year and a half ago, relax, it's all bull. You know, so what? Now when it's happening to me, you finally get how crazy they are that Hillary and Soros and all these mummies, all these crypt keepers, cultural crypt keepers are literally thinking this is going to fly, that Alex Jones is a Russian agent and the FBI is going to arrest him, because that's what they were telling Zach, is we're going to get your boss. We know he's a Russian. You're all going to prison. And the guy's laughing at him. He's an army officer. This is cuckoo town.
Well, but Alex, I think it's very important to recognize the extent to which this is all egged on by irresponsible fake news media outlets like MSNBC, CNN, The Daily Beast, Slate, Salon, HuffPo, The Wall Street Journal, with a relentless drumbeat repeating again and again. Stone must have known about the WikiLeaks disclosure. Stone must have been trafficking with Assange. Stone must be a Russian agent. Jones must have been in touch with the Russians. Jones's operation is promoted by Russian bots, after all. So I kind of know how the Christians felt in the Colosseum when the crowd was screaming for the release of the lions. The Ari Melbers and the other despicable losers who keep promulgating the same lie. But he must have known about WikiLeaks. I think this drives the special counsel forward. Yet still they come up empty-handed in this phony narrative.
I agree. It shows the desperation. Trump's winning. The economy's coming back. All of it. What do you expect them to do, though? They're not giving up. They are massively intensifying their attacks.
Well, I think that there's increasing panic based on new research put forward by Mark Levin and promoted by Sean Hannity that the very appointment of Mueller is unconstitutional and could be challenged in the courts. This is the last thing they want to hear. Look, I am a supporter of Rudy Giuliani in his role as the president's lawyer. Now suddenly you see a new combativeness by the president. You see him taking the deep state to the woodshed about Spygate. You see Giuliani questioning the partisan nature again today of the Mueller Inquisition. This is not an inquiry. This is not a legitimate legal proceeding. This is an inquisition, and Robert Mueller is Torquemada.
And let's be clear, there is a civil war against the globalist Chi-Com interest in America. They're the globalists trying to sell the country out. Just like we're persecuted and sued and attacked, it's the same way America is. It's all been gang up on America, shell out America. That's what the globalists have done, and that's all coming to an end, and they are crapping their little panties over it. We're going to do a few more segments with Roger Stone straight ahead about where we're going after this. Tommy Robinson, Inside Intel, on that huge breaking news. It's all coming up straight ahead. Newswars.com. That link has not been banned by Twitter yet. Newswars.com. Tweet that link.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage resulting from these reactive oxygen species.
The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, a lot of folks have history run over them, and they get up and they dust themselves off and pretend it never happened. But some people have destiny run over them, and they wake up and become part of it. That's a paraphrase of a Winston Churchill quote. Roger Stone's my guest here. We're going to rebroadcast in the third and fourth hour like we were planning. I drove in today with kids ready to fish, ready to have a great day at the lake, because I mean, you're talking to Army people, you're talking to others, and they're saying, yeah, the FBI is here saying we're all in a conspiracy, we overthrew the government, we're criminals. It isn't even Russian now. It's like saying, and you're a Muppet, and you're on Sesame Street, or you're a Chinese jet pilot from the moon. You're like, you're joking, right? No, we know you were through the government. We're going to put you in prison. It's so comical that they've got this many criminals in the government and the FBI is this corrupt. Like, you don't even, it makes you not want to be an American anymore. That's their plan. It's just so demoralizing, so criminal. But they've had decades to hire criminals. They've had decades. So we can't give up on the country. Trump's saying, don't give up on it. We're not giving up. I've been on air an hour and a half having plugged. If you don't finance us, Soros and Hillary and all their fake lawsuits will win. But why would you let them win? You can get great supplements, great T-shirts, great books, great films, great water filtration, air filtration. But the supplements are really amazing. At InfoWarsStore.com and Checkmate Everything. And for Memorial Day, we've got free shipping on more than 50 items. BrainForce Plus, $19.95. It's a great deal at $39.95. Leading competitors are $60 to have similar formulas. Knock out the amazing sleep aid. X2, Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power. They're all amazing. 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. We have combos, individual deals. And if they'll just finance us, we will crush them. But if you don't understand, it's a financial information war, they will win. That's why they want to make you poor. Why the globalist plan is to make America poor. Just like they're attacking InfoWars to make us poor. It's a plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Get, of course, the new book, Stone's Rules, InfoWarsStore.com, and you're there as well. So, Roger, closing out here as you can spend some time with your family. I just had to come in. It's like a boxer being punched and not fighting back. You learn. We already knew, and we know it's a fraud, and they're the globalists. They're the enemies. They're running out of gas. The economy's starting to come back. They're trying to suppress that. They're trying to cause race war. They're trying to cause war in North Korea. It's just they're so criminal, and their own followers, Roger, aren't even getting anything out of it.
You know, Alex, there comes a time when you go to battle and you will either return home carrying your shield or you will return home being carried on it. I'm ready to fight. I think that I am about to be punished for my support for Donald Trump. My crime is advocating the election of a non-globalist president, the billionaire businessman reformer Donald J. Trump. That is what I am guilty of. And the screaming hyenas of the far left, the MSNBCs, the Mother Joneses, the other fake news media have been screaming for my blood for months. They're now trying to dig up old girlfriends to try to get them to bear false witness.
Oh, believe me, I know. But I love that Spartan quote because the women would tell them even after you come home with your shields are on. It was in a war. You drop them when you're running. You come home with your shields are on them. I want that culture. That's what I want out of women. Not a bunch of sycophantic cowards like everybody's become.
Well, I think it's a great quote from Plutarch. You mentioned it, so I'm going to take the opportunity. People ask me how I intend to face up to this onslaught from Mueller and his all-powerful gumshoes and his prosecutors. And the answer is very simple. I'm going to follow the rules in this book, Stone's Rules, available at the InfoWars.com store. My whole battle plan is in this book. The way I'm going to handle this is in this book, not with my tail between my legs, but as a fighter, as a warrior. But I'm going to need your help and the help of everybody listening, because this is going to be an epic battle. Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and other patriots like General Mike Flynn, we have no intention of being just mowed over. Not happening.
Don't people get America was founded with, come back with your shields are on them? Everyone's so sycophantic and, oh, let's grovel. Let's, oh, go to another movie, eat some more food, party more. And then everything's degrading. There's no soul. My soul feels strong, actually. Everybody's all freaked out. Zach's a great guy. He's all freaked out with him, threatening him. And let's go. I mean, like Tommy Robinson, he knows he's making history right now. He exists. He's standing up against hundreds of thousands of little girls being sex trafficked by pedophiles raping them all day. When they get pregnant, they kill a lot of little girls, and they feed them in the Islamic kebab machines as a big Islamic joke. That's been confirmed. I mean, my God, that's a normal behavior. We're all Tommy Robinson. We want ramming speed. Let's go. I just hope if they shoot me in the head or something and I'm a vegetable in the hospital, you'll come pull the plug. I'm ready. I'm ready. I want it. Let's go. Let's go, Mueller. Let's go.
Well, Alex, one of the reasons why I think I'm being targeted is because in my book, The Clinton's War on Women, I very, very extensively expose Jeffrey Epstein, and I question why Epstein, who was serially assaulting, sexually assaulting underage girls and trafficking underage children to other pedophiles, was never prosecuted to the full extent of the law, that he was allowed to plead to one state charge of solicitation.
When he should have been hung up by his neck. He should have been hung up by his filthy little chicken neck till it popped.
But we now know the answer. He was an FBI informant under Robert Mueller, under FBI Director Robert Mueller. And we now have actual evidence of FBI files saying, as long as he is spilling his guts to us, we won't prosecute him for his crimes. This is why they are targeting Roger Stone. I have been talking about the Bushes and the Clintons and the deep state and the Clinton Foundation and the ignominious corruption of John Podesta and the Clinton Combine. And that is why they want to silence me. It's why they want to close down InfoWars. It's why they're suing you in Sandy Hook and a dozen other bogus, harassment, frivolous, but expensive lawsuits. This is their new tactic, smear and frame. That's exactly what they have in mind. I'm a fighter. I choose to fight. I know you're a fighter. I know you choose to fight. The question is, those who are listening and watching us, what will you do now? The revolution is now. The war is now. We're ready to fight, but we cannot fight without your support.
I love it. You're quoting Greek philosophers and Patrick Henry at the same time. I'm drooling at this point. You're absolutely right. I'd forgotten about that. We should make a bigger deal out of that. Robert Mueller on record had Epstein, the pedophile airplane billionaire, flying kids around with Obama and Harvey Weinstein and going to these Islamic bases as well, where they have these harems of little kids. And Mueller had him as a, quote, informant, framing everyone. Robert Mueller is the pedophile kingpin protecting Lolita Express and Epstein. I mean, my God, what a demon. What a hellspawn. And all the left protecting him, they're now on board with the protection of pedophilia and the arrest of Tommy Robinson. Doesn't it all come into focus as the deputy pope for trafficking 100 little boys, reportedly, is in a secret trial in Australia as well. Doesn't it all come into focus right now before we drop our big torpedoes? Roger Stone, great job, my friend. We will have you back as soon as possible. I know you think their fake indictments and frame-ups are coming soon. All I can say is, damn the maneuvers, go straight at them, and we've only begun to fight. I salute you, my friend.
Great to be here, Alex, and after they come after me, they're definitely coming after you.
I look forward to it. God, it's good to stand up against pedophiles. We'll be back. Roseanne Barr tweeted, they arrested Tommy Robinson for fighting pedophiles. They will not stop us. You can smell victory. Accelerate to attack speed. We'll be back. Spread the links.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, this is very, very different. I've been with Tommy for about a year and a half now. We've gone to lots of protests. We've been to universities. We've been around the UK. But something very different has happened, and that's that people are now absolutely furious about this. There's an electricity almost in the air of people who have completely had enough of all of it.
Now confirm that Europe is being forcibly merged under the EU with Islam. There's deals made with Saudi Arabia and others. Saudi Arabia's come out and said, we've been told to build mosque in Europe. We've been told to do this. It's what the Catholic Church wants. It's what the new Pope wants. They want abortion. Ireland just legalized abortion. It'll be a sacrament soon. Well, Kalen Robertson has been there when this happened to Tommy. He's been covering the live events as they scaled the gates there at 10 Downing Street, almost total news blackout. Now they're at Speaker's Corner. He just got back to his place after all of this. They're in London. And if you just joined us on all those radio and TV stations out there, I think it's better if Kalen describes to you, just in a snapshot, who Tommy is. Most people know, now they do. And then the order that the press, thousands of different comments online taken down, hundreds of mainstream news articles from BBC, the Sky Television just deleted the articles and said, we've been given a D notice. So again, England is not as free as folks think. Certainly not if you are actually someone from there. So thank you for coming on. You're at Kalen Rob on Twitter. And, of course, also are the main contributor with the work and the great work we see there at TommyRobinsonOnline.com. So thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me. And you very accurately described what's been going on in this country in the last few days. We've seen news articles completely wiped out. I've spoken to journalists who are really, really keen for information, who have then later said, sorry, we had to pull the whole story. We can't talk about any of this. It is very, 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 very worrying. There were even journalists, I mean, there's lots of technicalities about what I can and can't talk about. I was in the courtroom when all of this happened. Obviously, there's a reporting restriction. But, you know, when the judge even said that there's a reporting restriction, they closed the books. They wouldn't report on it after that. And it's a very, very, very bizarre situation. Usually, reporting restrictions like this are only placed in very, very extreme cases, very, very high-profile cases. And there's not really any reasoning for them to do this in this particular scenario, other than so that people don't know that they've done something wrong. Thank God that you guys are reporting it. Thank God InfoWars is making a deal out of it, and I think Fox News have just spoken about it. And that information is going to the UK. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people have been rioting and protesting about this now. They've all been talking about it in the street, and that information is getting to the general public, despite their attempts to stop it. And so hopefully the ball will just keep rolling and more people will look to the US to find out information about this. But in this country, the situation, how it feels, going to pick up a copy of the local newspaper, going to look on any articles, there's a complete blackout. We can't see anything. The only people talking about it are people on Twitter. It's actually very strange. You know, it's a massive news story, and it's completely unreported. It's the feeling in this country right now is absolutely bizarre. It's intensified the mistrust in the media. People are furious. I actually met someone today who is from the left, who works for a very left-wing, very well-known media outlet. And they said they've never seen anger like this before. They said it's actually very, very worrying where this could go. If something happens to Tommy in prison... Sorry, I'm just in the middle of
it. No, I understand. You weren't able to get back to your house, and so you just got out of the a vehicle and are talking to us on the side of the road. It sounds great. We totally understand. Again, we're talking the main camera person, the main right-hand guy, Tommy Robinson, is with us right now. Kalen Roberts' son is here with us, and we're talking about an iron curtain of censorship that's taking place and multiple levels of a total power grab with political correctness, where they arrest police chiefs to talk about Muslim rapes in Sweden, where the Stasi has been reactivated and works for Facebook. You can't make this up, to arrest people that criticize Islam. Twitter and Facebook help the government of Pakistan find people that are atheists. They call it blasphemy, and they are executed. So you have to understand, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, Google, especially Apple, they're already working with the communist Chinese, rounding up the Christians and Buddhists. They're already working, helping the Arab Spring throw gays off buildings. The West funded that. The elites are allied with Islam because there's 1.8 million of them. The West is dying. And the decision hasn't been made to rehabilitate the Muslims and bring them into the West. I don't care if they got brown skin, a bunch of them. But their culture is pure, absolute evil, many of them. The biggest threat to a Muslim is other Muslims, as you know, Kalen. So get into, I understand this Iron Curtain of Tyranny. He simply reported that they were having, as you know, huge trials on the child kidnapping rings that he had first exposed and been put in prison for. They give him a sentence for that. Then he's given 13 months commuted. He simply goes and covers they're having a trial. Nothing about the details of the trial, just that there is a trial. That's totally normal under jurisprudence, English common law, Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, Constitution, and your own law. Everybody knows that. They take him to jail for that, and then they order everyone not to talk about it, period, and denotice hundreds of publications. As you said, talking to other members of the press, this is unprecedented, and we have seen thousands hit the streets. Describe what you witnessed, the level of awakening here. This is beyond the old Soviet Union.
Well, this is very, very different. I've been with Tommy for about a year and a half now. We've gone to lots of protests. We've been to universities. We've been around the UK. But something very different has happened, and that's that people are now absolutely furious about this. There's a electricity almost in the air of people who have completely had enough of all of it. You're right about what you said with people being terrified, and the establishment, and our very establishment, and our police being terrified about reporting on these grooming gang scandals. We haven't seen press restrictions on any cases with, you know, people like Rolf Harris and all these big, big, massive, high-profile cases with white pedophiles and things like that. We have the BBC with helicopters outside their house as soon as there's any accusations. This is completely unprecedented, and people can see straight through it. And you can feel the tension in the air of this country right now. You can cut it with a knife. It's so intense. It's quite scary, actually, seeing where this could go. And obviously, if any harm comes to him, I can predict mass violence across the UK. I can predict towns and cities coming to a standstill. We will not. What's about to happen is a change in a way we have never seen before in this country. People, everything is shifting. There are journalists and there are mainstream people. I've had met MPs and very, very high-profile people contacting and talking to me and saying that they want to go straight out, guns blazing, and going against this, but they'll probably lose everything. It's torn apart the fabric of the country right now, and everything's sort of fractured. I can't really describe how insane all of this is. I was in an LGBT bar the other day, yesterday, and everybody in there was talking about it. You've got fringe groups on the left, gays and transgender people, everybody shaking their hands and talking about this. It's united everybody who exists in the group, been on the far left. It's very strange.
Because the general public, whether you're liberal, conservative, black, white, whatever, you're against pedophilia, even the average Muslim, but you've got this strand of Islam that does it, sex traffic going on, blacks being sold in cages in Libya, all this, and now we're finding out it's there, and as you said, they find a dead girl at Jimmy Savile's place. It's national news. It should be. You've got helicopters at the Royal Palace when they find a dead kid buried in the backyard. But now suddenly there's a total blackout on these grooming gangs because, well, don't we know? It came out, what, a month ago before they did a blackout, that it turns out the major police and other social worker leaders were using the Muslims in many of these cases. Don't say which ones. I know you can't. Even though it's in the news there, you'll be arrested. Think about that, folks. Delivering. They have the Muslims like Renfield. Some of the Muslims off the hook here are delivering it to the pedo British elites.
Well, they don't. Yes, exactly. And they don't quite know what they've done. I think the people who have instigated this, the people who have orchestrated it, the people who thought it was a good idea to silence him, are so out of touch, they don't quite realize that it's not going to work. In 2007, at the beginning of the EDL, when Tommy was starting out, they used to use these very tactics. They used to silence him, they used to throw him in jail, and no one knew about it. There wasn't the internet, there wasn't social media, there was no one to cause outrage. You do a press blackout, and nobody knows what's going on. Now, they do not realize what they have done. In fact, if they wouldn't have put this press blackout, maybe not as many people would have known about this because it's caused such a scandal. They're so out of touch, they don't realize how this is going to erupt and how this is going to completely fail. It's unprecedented.
So it's fair to say, I think you can mark this point as the beginning of the real explosion, the pushback against what's happened. They've jumped the metaphorical shark here. My folks know that these massive grooming scandals are happening in every city. They know Muslims and pedos are above the law, and folks are angry across the board.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven